can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good Mother's high calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, and welcome. This afternoon, family, on this Friday, I'm going to cover a little bit of what I talked about the past couple days. I'm going to talk about maybe completion of my discussion on the attack on American veterans. It's a fact. You know, I went to visit a veteran organization a couple of days ago or whatever, and thought I'd tell them about it, and they were open to listen for a little while, and then, of course, you can know that it all sounds crazy. It does. And if I were to address, say, hypothetically, I were to address a group of veterans about this, I don't think it'd go over too well. Because nobody wants to admit that they've been targeted by their own country, by a European government that controls the country. And that's what it does. That's the fact. These are facts. And sometimes the facts are hard for people to deal with. It's like, I don't know, they reach out and strike the person that's giving them the information for telling them about it. Others get mad if they realize it, and sometimes they implode. You just don't know how reaction is going to be. You really can't predict that. But the facts are the facts. And I carry with me the evidence, the connecting the dots, And I'm not doing this for me at all. I don't get anything out of this. I mean, I don't do books and CDs and all that stuff. I was going to do all that, but I changed my mind some months back. I decided not to. And all I want to do is deliver the word. People do their own investigation, and I go about my daily business, whatever it is. Whatever it may be, my own little life here in this mountain here in North Carolina. But I have a lot of knowledge about what's going on. I've connected a whole lot of dots, and my evidence is slam dunk. I just want to help people is all I want to do. That's it. That's it. I've helped one or two. It's enough. You know, I was telling some people, a lot of people, different places where I go, and I was talking about the HPV vaccination. I'm not going to go into that right now. I've got a study on that proving also that it's used to sterilize, to cause miscarriages, to sterilize. It's for the depopulation plan, NSSM 200, by Kissinger and that Hague or whatever. All these people have, they're humans, true. But they're also total evil. If they're dead, they mean they were evil. They're in hell. Unless the moment they died and that they repented of their sin and God saved them at that point, as only God can know. But our generals, our legislators, our presidents, our CEOs of major corporations on both sides of the oceans are involved in this conspiracy. And those I've just named of generic titles are nothing but slaves and throwaways for a larger control group called the Illuminati, and they are real. Make no mistake about it. But they're also nothing more than mere slaves of even a higher level organizational group called the Hierarchy, Great White Brotherhood, the Community. And then when it gets to an etheric, esoteric kind of groups, they're called the Ascended Masters. Masters of wisdom. For atheists, they're considered to the atheists as being alien, which is a lie. There are no aliens out there. But the real title for these corrupt, evil leaders of this conspiracy are fallen angels in physical form, channeling and overshadowing what they are. They go back to the Old Testament, called the sons of God of the Old Testament. Not the New Testament, the Old Testament. And they do control seven areas in your life today, and always have, as God allows them to, because they're controlled, 66 of them by the fact, by Lucifer, Satan. He is real. The greatest thing he ever did was convince people on the supernatural level to the natural that he doesn't exist. But he does. The supernatural is the natural rule of this universe. It is supernatural. If it's not supernatural and you think, well, it's not, then you got to believe in evolution. If you believe in evolution, then throw away all the science books because evolution is impossible scientifically, even. I've just summarized a whole lot. But going back to what I was talking about, the HPV vaccine, for example, I told some folks that 122 now, as of 2012 that I know of girls have died because of the vaccine is only cause. I'm sorry, 121 total have died from the HPV, cervical cancer, Gardasil vaccine. Disabled, 899. Death, 121. 99 female and 8 male. Disabled, 879. 9 male. Yeah, they're giving it to males. those that did not recover from was 5,352 female, 124 males, 53 gender unknown. I can't answer for that one. I don't understand that one. But anyway, abnormal pap smears, 500 females, of course. Cervical dysplasia, 202. Cervical cancer, 57. Life-threatening results were 502, female, 16 male. Emergency room visits, oh, goodness, for women was 9,545, for males, 354. Hospitalized was 2,717 female, 65 male. Extended hospital stays was 218 female, 5 males. Serious results, 3,625 female, 80 male. Adverse effects, are y'all sitting down? Adverse effects for female was 25,636. For male was 169. Someone said to me one day, and I maintained myself, you'd been proud of me. I didn't punch anybody. I didn't jump and choke them to their knees or grab them by the stack and swivel and twist their head off. I didn't do that. You'd been proud of me. I kept my mouth pretty much normal. Someone said, well, listen, there's only 120 some. Well, then it was 100. That's what I learned. It's okay. It's 104. 104 deaths. So since then, I've learned it's 121. I said, there's 104 deaths by the HPV vaccine. Well, how many women's in America? I said, what? Well, how many citizens we have? I said, 350 million. I said, what that's got to do? So, well, how many women do you think? I said, what difference does it make? Now my blood's starting to get a little hot. And said, well, that's only 104. I said, really? Only 104? Oh, out of, let's say, I don't know, 350 million people. All right, 104 deaths. I said, well, let's do it this way. How about this? I said, let's say there's only one death in the whole year, and it's your sister. Now, what do you think about that? And it's caused by HPV. A little bit of silence going on. If it's just one death, that's one too many. So what happens is people try to fit their safe little world into a little box, trying to fit the statistics. When this reality comes up, they try to take that and try to sneak it down and shrink it into a little box that they can digest. Makes them feel safer that there's no conspiracy. I don't see it that way. I see it by exposing everything you can find. Exposing the truth totally, holding nothing back. I mean nothing. Even if it's a family member, so be it. The truth is a truth. There's no such thing as subjective truth. A subjective truth. If you're a cheating husband or wife, and someone says, well, I saw you cheating, well, that's subjective. Go, I got pictures. Well, now, it's subjective. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Evidence is clear. Denial don't stop the truth. Family, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to talk about the attack on U.S. troops and the veterans. It is going on. As a matter of fact, family, it's been going on since 1950. And before 1950, they were setting up for the attack beginning in 1945. In the 1920s, 30s, 40s. And that was one of the reasons, one of the main reasons, there's many reasons why, our government, brought over 10,000 Nazis. We didn't lose that war in the Second World War. We didn't win the war, excuse me. We just simply brought it over here. the Nazis made up the CIA, which is controlled by the Vatican and the Illuminati, as are all of the intelligence agencies working together in perfect harmony. The facade that they're all against each other is a lie. They work together. Classifications, top secret, secret, all that, is to keep it away from the public, the world public, from knowing about this world conspiracy. So as I said, this world conspiracy is controlled by Satan, Lucifer, and the fallen angels. We're right back around circle. It's supernatural. No human would have the ability, intelligence-wise, foresight. It's impossible for human beings over generations to keep up this one conspiracy. It's not possible. Matter of fact, I can give you a quote on that. And I'm going to dedicate the broadcast when I give you this quote. It comes out of a book called William G. Carr's Red Fog Over America. A book that's very valuable. It's very hard to get a hold of. The original. I got the original because I don't trust editions. William G. Carr was an exemplary researcher, like Gary Carr and Bill Cooper and Nesta Webster and Rousseau and a bunch of others that goes along with it going back centuries. John Robison. And he presented, before he published the book, he presented his evidence to a clergyman. And I'm going to read you a quote out of this book, Red Fog Over America, what he says. That, quote, that, as Henry Ford, who, by the way, was another one of the industrialists that helped the Nazis, he's no better than anybody else, or Thomas Alva Edison, J.P. Morgan, all of them, total evil, man. I'm telling you like it is. That, as Henry Ford remarked so many years ago, is the amazing thing about the protocols. It means the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. A Jesuit document, by the way. It goes back to 1776. That's the protocols. Continuing. No person who has studied them can deny that the conspiracy has developed exactly as those who conceived the originals planned intended. One clergyman, and this is William G. Carr speaking, one clergyman with whom I discussed this matter remarked, quote, nothing human could have been so absolutely correct, so perfect in regard to timing and purpose. You have convinced me that the international conspiracy is a conspiracy of Satan. The reader, that's us, must remember one other truth, a great truth. And it was Edmund Burke that said, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men sit back and do nothing. That means get out of the, continue, but move away from the Facebook, add to the Facebook, add to the internet, add to witnessing for Jesus, in addition to, you see. Don't just sit back and plop things down on the internet and say, well, I've done my duty for today. No, that's just a starting point. That means to get out and start speaking. That means to witness when God brings you up to a divine appointment, that you witness the love of Jesus. You witness to that person because God knows you know you're born again, but you are shy or something. I don't know. Well, he wants you to spread the word, call the Great Commission. Don't just go to church and sit there and nod your head like a dipping duck thinking you're doing a good thing just by sitting there. No. It's by witnessing, by researching, by studying to learn truth and then share that truth. You see, it's called action. the internet and all this other is just a beginning spot. It's just to learn and to share on there as well. The TV is total feeding you as if you cut the pot of your head off, you know, and just filled it in with junk. That's the TV. You just sit there and stare at it. And the flicker rate, I talked about that yesterday, and the flicker rate, the how it flickers, is hypnotizing. And by design, they adjust it. Did you know that? It's even worse if you've got a bad TV. But they've done a lot of things to these TVs that would shock you. The technology is unbelievable of what they've done to the TVs and how they interface with people. It's addicting, hypnotizing by design. Lord, we come to you today in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Lord, guide us today, Father, in your truth. Father, forgive us of our sins. They'll open up that path. That, Lord, if we have any sins that we've not confessed to you, that, Lord, you remind us of them, that you bring us to face our past, the sins that's not been touched upon, that, Father, we can ask for forgiveness, because sometimes we forget, but, Lord, for those that's still hanging, that you remind us of what they were, that gives opportunity to repent of them or make them correct. And, Father, we bring them to you for forgiveness. Lord, we call upon you to take away our pride and all this ego, that, Lord, that we'll come humble to you on bended knee. By fasting and praying, Lord, you give us the strength. You bless us with your love. You carry us forward, Lord, that we can also carry it forward to others and witness through the Holy Spirit your truth. Lord, we thank you for your King James Bible that brings us the truth. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Father, we pray for these that's being identified, these children, except recently, those that have been kidnapped, that's being identified as sacrifice of these demonic spirits, Wicca, Covens, those in Oregon, Father, to take away the sacrifices they have in this buildup of Wiccan. And Father, shut down their covens in Asheville, North Carolina, in Virginia Beach, in West Virginia, up in Maine, up in New York, Father, up in Oregon, where we see a building of this evil is starting to take place. The Father, to shut down those efforts they have of the euthanasia of children, to shut down, Father, the international rights of the child. Father, it's a UN document. Father, to shut down these attempts of Satan to control. Father, to close down those portals from these sacrifices they're making. To strip away their protection. The Lord, that their times will be taken away. To give us time to witness to others, Lord. But thy will be done, Father, to lead us in that day when it happens, that we'll be there strong. We pray for returning veterans, that, Father, you protect their bodies. You take away the effects of these drugs, the psychotropic drugs, the microchips to render them null and void. And, Father, to raise the awareness by bringing forth now the Veterans Administration and now the government, whistleblowers to tell the truth. And, Father, clergymen, the men of God that's going to speak out about spiritual warfare, that's going to show their brethren, their parishioners, on how to fight the demonic spirits that's coming out. Father, these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. What people are doing, they're actually praying for the wrong thing. They're praying for human intervention to finally come up with a benevolent human that's going to lead and bring back the United States or bring back Europe back to whatever. Well, what you're going to get is an Antichrist. He's next on the scene. And that Antichrist, that Maitreya, has been working in the background all along. There's one called Master Jesus. It's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he's the focal point in the background. God forbid that the Maitreya or the Master Jesus is a reincarnated Nimrod. But this one that's been working in the background carries with him the cloning, if you will, or the spirit of the Antichrist and of the fallen angels that's involved. He is described as having a martial figure, fairly large, combative looking, strong. A disciplinarian he'll be, and a man with an iron will, an iron rule. He's going to be tall. He's going to be spare. He's going to have a long, thin face. Black hair, pale complexion, and piercing blue eyes. He could be in Jordan. He could be in Syria. He's worked in Europe in the background. He's like a businessman of sort right now. He's preparing the way in Europe and America for the eventual coming of the world teacher. And that is Maitreya, is the world teacher, the Antichrist. He came first as Joshua in the Bible, Joshua, son of Nun. He appeared again at the time of Ezra as Jeshua. That's why today they call him Yeshua, or Yahuwah, whatever it is. Is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth at all. That's why they want to get everybody to say Yeshua. Yeshua, Hua, whatever. It's ridiculous. This is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is linked up to the Christian identity movement, Hebrew roots movement, New Age movement, sacred name movement, and the fake Jews in Israel. The real Jews, the Hebrew Israelites, they're protected, and they will be coming out, but not yet. Hitler tried to find them. That was his task. The Vatican, tribe of Dan. God's got them protected and hidden, the Hebrew Israelites, the real Hebrew Jews. Hebrews, then Israelites, then Jews, because the tribe of Judah. It's God's chosen people. But now it's all Hebrews and Gentiles under the same covenant. The time of the Gentiles brought you the holy word of God found in the King James Bible. Only the King James Bible. Everybody argues against it. Nobody has any evidence. Zero. All the evidence points toward the King James. Arguments don't count unless you got evidence. And ask them, one way to get through to it, say, concede yourself. Say, oh, okay, we'll say you're right. And you say, well, what Bible do you use? Notice they won't answer you. That's when they get mad and defensive every time. Because they know if they're taking a chance. If they tell you the Bible that they use, Jerusalem Bible, that garbage, or Septuagint, or the Apocrypha, or the NIV, or the Geneva Bible, they know that those Bibles are corrupt, and they come from one origin, no pun intended. So they're taking a chance if they tell you, well, we use the Jerusalem Bible. They're counting on you not knowing. It's impossible to be the Jerusalem Bible because it was created in 1966. So in 1965, it cancels out. How about that? You see, and you can go all the way down with every single Bible. You can cancel them out. All the way back to the Textus Receptus, which was used for the King James Bible. Geneva Bible was incomplete. It's based on the Roman Catholic Bible, but translated to English and Latin. Oh, boy. There's a history of the Bibles that you could find out if you know, look it up. I guess the point is the deception is massive. But they lose. But pray for them anyway. Witness to those that don't know. And always for us to continue to study, because this thing is continuous, this conspiracy of what I'm talking about, of Satan. Psalms 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Someone wrote, and I saw this very interesting, a phrase here that I found interesting, is false teachers sing lullabies when Christ is shouting wake up calls. You go to Revelation 2, verse 5. Jesus Christ, he gives us a word that lets us know that we'd better take heed. He says, repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick. So Jesus is saying here through John that unless you repent, he's going to remove all the spiritual authority we have been given. So that includes the impact you have on the city, the community, the neighborhood, your family, whatever. Those anywhere in the sphere of influence, divine appointments and such, every bit of influence that you have will be taken from you. Families will be broken up. That's why, as a Freemason, you're having trouble in your homes. Your children are going a little wild on you. It's because you took that blood oath against God. God heard you when you took that oath of having your tongue torn out by the root, your throat cut from side to side. That's sick, to take an oath from a secret society. When they said you had to learn this, that should be a clue right there that, I can't do this. But they tell you, don't they tell you that the words are just ritualistic and doesn't really mean anything? If it doesn't mean anything, why say it in the first place? You're held accountable for every word you speak. In this regard, God doesn't have a sense of humor. He didn't send his son down here to die on a cross to have a sense of humor. You see. The wife sanctifies the husband sanctifies the wife. When you marry an unbeliever, a non-believer, you're going to have a problem. Religion divides and separates us in all kinds of different directions. Two unbelievers, well, you're on your own, man. God will help you, though. He'll maybe send a divine appointment to one or the other. If that happens, it breaks up the family. Look up Matthew 10. 33 to 42. I'd advise you read that, because they're going to come at you, and they already are, with this, we're all one in Christ consciousness. The term the Christ, Master Jesus, all kinds of names. And it's happening. Now, I've been got some links, and this one named Sananda Manuel, oh man, Yeshua. Man, he is coming out of the woodwork hard and fast. Their own Bible, and in one of them, part two of it, that the scriptures had been misinterpreted and misused. That's the first start of discrediting the Bible. And it's going to work in disclosure. It's yet to come. And the falling away of the church. This one called Sananda is a liar. He's coming. He's called Yeshua, Sananda Emmanuel. Satan in the New Age name is Sanat Kumara. That's Satan. And you know where they'll be? Actually, it's going to sound kind of odd, but it's actually true. Look it up on your own. Everything I tell you, look up or don't, up to you. But at the Wesak Festival, they call it, W-E-S-A-K, they cover the evil of these festivals using the word, guess what? Festival. You see, they're actually covens. They sacrifice and they kill children at these festivals. They do witch, supernatural indoctrination and such. The Wesak Festival is the worst one of all. Mount Shasta, California. In the May time frame will take place. And these fallen angels are invoked into these festivals, are channeled. In some cases, they actually appear. Depends on the... Now listen. Depends on the amount of life force that they can gather together. How do they do that? By human sacrifice. Releases that life force. And the important date that we're talking about here of disasters, mass murder, is the month of April. Specifically, the day is 19th to 21st. If right now you look up April 19th to 21st, you'll find that's a day of major events to take place that resulted in death, was April 19th. You can do it right now. And when the death occurs between the 19th and 21st, that life force energy that's given up is absorbed to allow the demonic realm to open up a portal that allows these demons, these fallen angels, to manifest themselves with a physical form or to channel or overshadow. It's physics, it's biology, it's alchemy, and it's total evil. Bohemian Grove is only scratching the surface. These rituals are also conducted in your Pentagon in the middle. Many other places. This is what's really going on around us. Now let me show you the distraction. And then I'm going to talk about the vets here in a second. I'm going to finish up with this thing I'm talking about, repentance. It's very important. If I said anything today, it would be this. And about the veterans. They got to know. But before I go there, I want to expose one deceiver. You got one called, I think it's Walid Dingbat. I'm sorry, Shubat, or whatever. Walid Shubat, Dingbat, something bat, something whatever. See, he's going around talking about Islam and Sharia law, which is the biggest bunch of nonsense ever worked in the face of the earth. Is Sharia law real? Yes, it is. Is it the enemy? No, it's not. It's a created enemy. The enemy is, in fact, secular humanism, as promulgated by the New Age movement, the Vatican, and the Illuminati of Italian and German, Scotch, Irish, French, you name it, that fall under the Illuminati royal families. It is secular humanism that's been controlling your education system since 1908, every public school, bar none, as evidence, quotes, I give you names and dates, confirming that every public school in our country is a school of humanism, Marxism, and socialism under your noses. And this is a fact. Every university and every college has a resident Marxist scholar that oversees the criteria for the curriculum for that college. I don't care if it's MIT, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, it don't make one lick of difference. They're all secular humanist, Marxist agenda. And this is an absolute fact. Designed to lead you and your children to secular humanism. So this Shubat is just one more cog in the wheel of misdirecting the truth about this conspiracy. And people biting off on this junk, hook, line, and sneaker. Every bit of it. It's the teachings of humanism, which is the religion of the Antichrist. Because when the end of this final battle comes, and it's coming, it'll be destruction of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, bringing the world into secular humanism based upon Hinduism and Buddhism. Do you not notice that the Dalai Lama opened the Senate with prayer to Buddha and all other gods? That Buddhism is worse than Islam. People don't know this yet, but you're going to find out. It's called the dialectic. You show the evil, and this must be good. Neither are. Christianity is so divided, it's not even funny. The emerging church of Christianity is about as satanic as you can get. People don't realize this. See, Jesus Christ is not about religion at all. He died on the cross for your sins. And that's what leads us right back to, what do you mean? See, Jesus is saying here that unless you repent, he's going to remove all the spiritual authority you've been given. You see? So right now, churches across the world are shutting their doors. Their lights are literally being turned out because that is a judgment they incur for refusing to repent. Our country has not repented of the slavery sin we committed beginning in 1712. Martin Luther King tried to warn his country in the 1960s. God warned us in 2 Chronicles 7:14. God said they would lose their discernment, their spiritual blessings, their finances, his very presence. Now they're dead, lifeless churches, only memories of the past blessings or in the walls. David Wilkerson, in his some of his speeches, talks about a true evangelist, not like they have today. And you'll find his death is very questionable. David Wilkerson, in all indications, was murdered because he would not kowtow to like Billy Graham, Copeland, Hagee, Joyce Myers. All of them have kowtowed down to the secret societies. David Wilkerson didn't give up. He's a true man of God. The rest are absolutely not. I got signs of Billy Graham with a Masonic handshake. That means everything. He's a 33rd degree Mason, and I played before, well, yesterday, actually. But him and Robert Shuler. Robert Shuler's a 33rd degree Mason, too. They're going New Age on you. Fam, it's not about mankind. It's about Jesus. Wilkerson's been preaching for 30 years or more. And some time ago, back in the 60s and 70s, maybe they had zealous believers, and today barely a few dozen people sit in the pews. They don't like all that hardcore. but it's hardcore. When you die, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. There is a hell. I talked about this yesterday. In relation to the falling away, which is yet to come, they're going to dwindle down to nothing, and the doors were shut for good. God's written a word that men will come to know, unfortunately, called Ichabod. Over their doors, which means that the Spirit of the Lord has departed. Ichabod is coming. But you know, God gives the same message to every Christian individually. He says, if you refuse to repent, if you remain in your apathy, I will remove your lampstand. You'll no longer have any influence over your family, your co-workers, or anyone. As you read the Bible, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what God says in His holy word. You're not to fear. Jesus stops and ends His admonishment to us, kind of like in Revelation 2:7. To him that overcometh will I give to eat the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. That's eternal life through him. And Jesus is that tree. He's saying, if you repent, I'll give you constant life for my very being. As long as you continue to love him, he'll provide the flow of supernatural life inside you. And you know that life will be revealed in your discernment, your love for people, your good works for his kingdom. And that's the trait that distinguishes every born-again Christian who's truly in love with Jesus. It's that change you come across of yourself. You find changes happening that you didn't do before. You find losing friends that you had before no longer have a lot in common with you. See, Jesus promises that your God sorrow, your repentant heart, and your renewed love for him will lead you to life. You can pray to him and say, Lord, give me a truly repentant heart. Take me back to who I was when I was first in love with you. Yet this time, take me deeper in you than I've ever been before. And with that, you've got to give up your past. And when you repent, God's Spirit will begin to produce in you a new revelation of the glory of Christ. He'll make it known to everyone around you. And they will be your witnesses. Hey, John.
Yes?
You're acting kind of funny lately. You want to go to the... No, I don't want to go down to the pool hall no more. Come on, man. We get a good beer. We have a good old time. You marry Mary Jane. I don't want to go. Man, you're often acting awful weird lately there, boy. You know, back when I was in Chicago in 2006, 7, thereabouts, I went back to drinking, I guess, after I left. I was in Kosovo, I started drinking again. And went to Chicago. I continued at the Irish pub. And I'd drink straight Southern Comfort, like water. For me, I like the taste. It's like chocolate. on ice. And I went to the Congo for a year. And that's when I got reintroduced to my roots. Well, sort of. I was isolated with another contractor that was of a different MPRI, actually, at Kisangani in the Congo. And we were alone, pretty much. We were protected by the Kisangani, the police there. They had a compound. I was a project manager for a State Department intelligence project for a year. And I kind of got back into the New World Order part. And I started learning about the total package of the New World Order. It's beyond Kosovo. I said, oh, my goodness. The Illuminati, the Freemasons, all that stuff. Started connecting dots. I went back to Chicago after a year of over there. Went back to, you know, my drinking. And then things started changing because I started finding out oh, my goodness, the New World Order agenda is connected to the Bible. So, whoa. I said, this is how Satan's operating this thing. I started connecting dots. I started getting back into my roots of when I was born again. Here's the point. Long story short. The bartender said one day, Tom. I said, what? My regular bartender at the Irish pub, which was right around the corner. He said, you're not acting right lately. I said, why is that? He said, you're not drinking Southern Comfort anymore. Matter of fact, you're only drinking a couple beers. What's going on with you? It takes a bartender to see these things. And I had to stop for a minute. So my times going to the Irish pub started diminishing. I didn't drink the straight stuff anymore, and I only drank a few beers, and I just stopped going. It's just like it's a gradual change that starts taking place. The point is, the major point, is that people recognize this, will mention it to you. Or they'll call you a Bible thumper. And you'll rise up and say, I'm not a... Okay, well, maybe I am. Huh. Well, thank you for the compliment. You kind of reflect upon yourself that maybe you are changing. That's a sign the Holy Spirit's in you. To lead you away from temptation. Temptation comes from Satan. But the trials and tests come from God. But what you all got to contend with. Not Islam and Walid Shubat or whatever his name is. And he's representative of all the other preachers out there that saying, Islam is the enemy. You got to, oh, that's a part of the old Antichrist. No, it's not at all. They're either greatly deceived, poorly researched, or they're part of the 501c3. That's worse. That's how the government controls your church. Tells your church what they will preach. What gospel they'll preach, what Bible they'll use, and what they will say, what they won't say. And the Freemasons assigned to it will make sure that preacher goes along with that parameter. Or he'll approach that preacher and warn him. Or in some cases, threaten him. And it's a fact, too. 501c3 controls your church. The Baptist Association controls your church and your preacher. National Council of Churches controls your religion, controls your preacher, and controls your church. And the Vatican controls all of that. Leading to the New Age movement. That is the enemy. Based on secular humanism, Buddhism, shamanism, Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, which existed before the Roman Catholic Church, covered over by the Roman Catholic Church in 325 AD by Constantine, who was a worshiper of Baal, sun god, pagan, converted to Christianity only to gain the respect of the Christians to control them, then designed and created Christianity. By the Council of Trent, is all messed up. The Inquisition between 1200 A.D., 1800 A.D., to massacre and murder 68 million people. For me, I see a problem there. massacres at St. Bartholomew, massacres at Jasenovac concentration camp by the Ustasha, Roman Catholics. The Roman Catholic people are victims. The Arab people are victims of Islam, which was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. The Muslim Brotherhood, the radical stream of the Islam, was created by the Vatican in 1920. Albani, B-A-N-N-A, was an Egyptian Freemason. The Jews are victimized, the descendants of Ishmael, not only by Judaism, but also by Zionism. Theodor Herzl worked for the Vatican. The man named Martin Luther in the 16th century also worked for the Vatican behind the scenes. He was to form the Reformation movement as directed by the Vatican to create that chaotic event that would justify Ignatius Loyola and the Jesuits to then start eradicating those reformers. Without that, they would not have been able to do it. They had to identify it. That's what they used Martin Luther and John Calvin for. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Create chaos to bring order. Family, y'all see what's going on here? It's all based on the Luciferian agenda, as allowed by God, because sin came into this world. That's what you're dealing with today. They control all science, politics, education, philosophy as introduced in the schools, education, did I say education? Science and the arts. Seven fallen angels control those seven areas. Goes back to what I talked about before. But guess what? They lost already this war. It's done. What we're doing right now is counting the casualties, and the casualties are created by fear, worry, and turning away from Jesus. The real enemy coming up, seems like soon, is the heresies and mystery of Babylon. The New Age cosmic Christ is coming. He's bringing with, and the Vatican is now supporting it in the past month. A union of all major religions is a sign of the end time prophecy of Daniel, chapter 3. And every passing day that draws near is return of Jesus Christ. But before that, it's going to be 7 years of tribulation. The cosmic Christ is Sanand Emanuel. Not Obama, not the Pope. And certainly, Nathan Leal is wrong. We're not Mr. Babylon by no stretch of any imagination. Jonathan Kahn, they're all of it. Not at all. Rob Sheba, the whole nine yards, rejected Jesus Christ through the King James Bible. They reject it. You can't reject the word of God. They will be judged for that. But that's God's business. But stay focused and close to the real Jesus Christ of Bethlehem. Not the coming Maitreya. Not the coming Sanand Emanuel. Yeshua or Jeshua. Yeshua, Hua, I can't say it. You even have the Pope and Kenneth Copeland that's forming up a partnership proclaiming Maranatha. And a show of it was opening the Senate with the Dalai Lama saying a prayer. You see how it's coming close? Close to home. Y'all get ready now. Right now is practice. You know, you had mentioned here, before I move in to talk about the veterans, we're moving up to that point. There was a 7-year-old that was kidnapped, and a stranger that watched the activity of the kidnapper in the a grocery store, noticed the person was acting really weird. And followed the person around in the aisles of the grocery store because it drew attention to this one individual. It was a stranger that was got a little nosy. And when the person left, they took down the license plate number, had felt inspired to do so. As a result, they checked with some friends and found an Amber Alert. And the Amber Alert described the very car and the person that this individual had seen. Then the person called the police and they discovered the name and found out he had the 7-year-old kid. He had kidnapped the kid. So thank God for that one. Be aware of what's around you. You know, in Ukraine, Kiev, BBC is admitting that armed Nazis led the revolution in Kiev. And guess where they come from? United States and Germany. Christian identity, national movement. Terry Jones. They're all connected. Shepherd's Chapel, Family Research Council, Council of National Policy, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, family, they're all in the same ball of wax. Chaos brings order. So they create chaos in order to establish order. And the police you've got nowadays killing people that like nothing before. They're putting police officers in there that are not, that are profiled just like Homeland Security, TSA. They're profiled. They're looking for these kind of people. The good cops have to deal with this. The bad cops. A lot of them are former felons being trained in the Christian Identity Movement. Being trained in by the ADL. Being trained by Blackwater. And being brought up to be tyrannical, as you all have been described to, as you've heard before. In fact, they're going to replace them once the North American Union is formed as your new police force under the multi-jurisdictional task force yet to happen, funded by the health care bill. That's their salaries. Now, I gave the short part of it, but I've talked about this before. I've done a study on it, and that's what they're up to. Now, what goes along with the attack on the veterans is a video that I discovered that someone run across my face. I get so much stuff. It's crazy. But the research brings you all kinds of directions. But I want to play you one. To a certain point, that talks about the mark of the beast that's coming. It's been here for 30, 40 years or so. And it's now starting to pick up steam. So, okay, one second here. Let me pull this thing up so you can hear and how they're going to hook and line and sinker us into taking it. But you better not take it. Right now, they are just messing with it. It's being made into a tattoo. See, they first showed you the chip, the very chip, biometric chip, inserted by a syringe. Big one, too. Like a horse needle. And now I saw it come. Man, they talked about the biometric chip being a tattoo. I mentioned this before. And this is why the professional football players, that's your heroes, your professional wrestlers, that's your heroes. Miss Kansas in the Miss America pageant, they use Miss America pageant for political reasons, not for sitting there lusting after the women. But for political reasons, you know, Miss Kansas had a tattoo, one of the first ones ever. They want you to know that. Sports stars with tattoos on the arm, college stars, mimic them. Let me tell you the purpose of that. The players probably don't have a clue. But the purpose is they're going to have that chip, not a chip, but a biometric tattoo. Now, it's normal to have a tattoo. So when they bring the biometric chip for children, teenagers, and adults, it'll be in the form of Superman or Batman or a pirate or whatever put on your skin. That'd be cool, man. Look at that on my wrist. Yeah. And same time, that's exactly what they're doing. And you know when it started? Back when I was in the Marine Corps, we used to get paid cash. And they said, well, Marines no longer paid cash. You're going to have a check to bank. You won't see cash. You won't have to go deposit. It'll be deposited automatically. That was part of the steps. Get you used to not receiving cash anymore as payment. Little by little, they turn the heat up to boil that frog. Now, the next to the last step was supposed to have been the Real ID Act. That didn't pass like they had thought it would. The Real ID Act was to make a one nationwide ID card. No more driver's license. But one ID card would cover everything. That didn't pass so well. Look it up now. That failed to happen. So then what they would have done if it had passed through. So let's say the Real ID Act was passed and you had to now get rid of your license and credit cards and all that. And you go that one ID card. It's like, show me your papers, please. Well, now it's like, show me ID card, please. Yeah, see. Well, doesn't that sound like a great idea? Yeah, just one card, not all these. Yeah, good idea. With one chip on it, on the card, not you. All they would have had to do is then transfer the same chip, the same ID number, onto your skin. From the card to the skin. Sneaking up on you. Show me some evidence. Oh, okay. I'm glad you asked. Let me give you some evidence. How about 1944? Norman Mattoon Thomas, for example, said in 1944, he was Norman Mattoon Thomas. He was a six-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Socialist Party, Marxism, controls our country since 1776. That's a fact. It controlled the education system since 1908 through the Freemasons. Grasp it for a while. Okay, grasping is over. Now, in 1944, the Socialist Party candidate for president said, and I quote, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." So he went on to say, quote, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform." Now, I can't stop there. I got to include the whole gambit. And Martin Luther King summed it up very well in one of his speeches. He said, and I quote Martin Luther King, "We must face the appalling fact that we've been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties. The Democrat Party, using ACLU, NAACP, SYD, ADL, whatever it is, it don't make one lick of difference, is there to set up a socialist nation. The Republican Party, under the Council of National Policy, controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, is there to send your children, your boys and girls, to die in war. That's their purpose. And no other purpose. To foment these wars by design and target your soldiers and Marines. You don't believe me? I give you some more evidence. Evidence is, for example, in a minute. All right. Sometimes I put this together as I go along. Things come pop in my head, and I have to spill them out for you as they appear. Oh, yeah, it'll be in Korea, the quote. Aha. As in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council of Foreign Relations for the ill-advised entry in the first police action, Korean War. Quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war," that's World War II, "and the fresh blood of the present one." That's the Korean War then. Unquote. That sums it up very nicely. That's what's going on. That's the reality. Republican Party, Democrat Party work together for the Illuminati. In concert with each other. Now, what I was going to show you is this one. All right, here we go.
The year is 2017. You're rushed to a hospital, unconscious with no ID or medical history, but thanks to a microchip under your skin, it's all there. Science fiction 20 years ago, but a biometric reality today.
The technology is based on answering one simple question. Am I who I say I am?
Already, fingerprints and iris scans verify passenger identities at airports. Within 10 years, that technology may be even more widespread. And look for more complex facial recognition programs that scan a crowd of thousands looking for a single terrorist.
Today's facial recognition software starts with the eyes. Then it maps out the contours of the face and compares that against a database of millions, a database that's growing by the day.
What's next? At the University of Bath in England, researchers predict big changes for consumers.
I think it is possible to free us completely of our wallets and keys using biometric technology, if that's what people want in 10 years' time.
In fact, it's already here. The latest home security locks use fingerprints to control deadbolts. And at the Jewel Osco grocery store in Chicago, some customers pay using their fingerprints. No paper or plastic.
You don't really need anything other than your hand, and you already got that with you.
So will future department stores scan our irises, like in the movie Minority Report, then offer products catered to who we are?
Hello, Mr. Yakamoto. Welcome back to the Gap.
Experts say that technology is here now. The challenge is to safeguard our privacy in a brave new world.
The point of this thing, you have all the money in the world you ever want. You have all the power. I said, you know, you're hurting people. It's not a good thing. And he would say, what do you care about the people for? Take care of yourself and you take care of your family. And then I said to him, what are the ultimate goals here? He said, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with a RFID chip and have all money. money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off their chip.
To think something so small can connect you to everything that matters.
When your life and all you love are on the line.
HealthLink is always with you when every second counts in the emergency room, providing immediate access to your medical records.
Because Bob has trouble remembering all his medications.
Because I'm in love with my kids' kids.
Because my car lost control while driving.
Because now I'm looking up for both of us.
Because I have diabetes, but it doesn't have me.
Because I spend my life in the ER trying to save yours.
What's going on here? They're putting on a tattoo on the arm. You can see it. Then you take off the strip. And it's nothing but a tattoo. Then they put on a little face of a pirate. In the same way of a tattoo. And remove the top part of the plastic. It leaves a tattoo on your arm. Oh, that's clever. All your kids are going to love them. That little tattoo is cute.
Is it an awesome tool or way too intrusive? Scientists have unveiled a new device they call the epidermal electronic system. It's hair thin and attaches to the skin like a temporary tattoo. Proponents say it could revolutionize the medical field. The patch could replace bulky electrodes and monitor brain, heart, and muscle activity. Critics, though, aren't having it. They're bristling at the thought of attaching a sensor directly to human beings, saying it's a slippery slope that could lead to future microchipping. Now at 9, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's pretty scary for me. I definitely not something I would be interested in. I don't know, again, a little too big brother. Mm-hmm. I immediately thought of, you know, my dogs who got microchipped and how they would do that to humans.
It's scary for me.
There are far easier ways to have this information at hand than attaching it to your body.
Exactly, call me crazy. With that medical information, of course, you have to have your name, your social security number, and everything that goes along with you. So then who can pick it up? Who can, you know, how is it, you know, all I can get what's on our personal file, you know, HIPAA and all these things that can't be out there. Now you have it attached to your body in a form of a tattoo?
I mean, perhaps if you had some sort of medical condition where, you know, this could be life-saving if something happened to you and you were just scanned. In fact, I think there was talk about something similar to this a while ago.
No.
I'm still not down.
It's very minority report. Remember all the information was in the eyeballs, and then all of a sudden people were getting eyeballs on the black market. Like, this is very, very weird.
Are you worried about eyeballs on the black market?
Yes.
Is that really what this is about?
Yes.
You know,
this is bizarre. It's not okay.
Yeah, it's hopefully that
too high tech.
You know, when this does happen, if this does happen, hopefully any kind of security measures are put into place. I mean, they could use a serial number embedded to the device that really isn't your social security number. It's simply linked to a database. So you wouldn't really get any information unless you actually held the keys to that database.
Yeah, but then who holds the keys to the database? And then if it's hacked, I mean,
well, our information's out there somewhere.
We can go on and on.
Yeah. Well, and attaching stuff to your skin. I mean, come on. That's...
Well, you guys are sounding off. Jackie Yeager on Facebook writes, they have my social security number already, getting way too close to the actual tattoo scan they'll want us to eventually have.
Leslie Jones says, if it will get me through security lines at the airport faster, where can I get one?
Well, Kenneth Schlein says, pretty soon, if we aren't careful, this kind of thing will be required for identification and tracking by people that we might not want to have track us. We will probably buy the idea in the name of safety and security.
Ellie Rakoff jokes, that's one informative tramp stamp.
Yeah, well, Maggie Shaw agrees. She says, oh, I love this 007 stuff.
Becky Broadfoot says, wow, sort of reminds me of the barcodes you see on everything. Just need to use your smartphone to read.
Well, George Suttle writes, depends on your health conditions. If you have problems, he goes into a few of the medical conditions, you know, it might make sense to have that information readily available because it's always important.
Right.
Julio Beltran says, I think it's a great idea. Now they can help the government try to figure out how to fix the economy.
Yeah, but a lot of you are saying, sounds too big brother to me.
Yeah, Ted Sandy says, mark of the beast.
So you see, it's electronic skin grafts, gadgets to the body. Epidermal electronics. And it goes on the forehead, the wrist, or the forehead, where it can easily be scanned. An application of sort. To be able to give you your medications if you need them. And it intermingles you with electronics and biology. It goes back to 1970s, actually 1960s. Here they don't tell you that. And we've been set up for this. All of mankind have been set up for this by currency, by money. Getting used to taking money has always been the setup. Satan knew what he wanted to do, but mankind didn't have the knowledge. So little by little, Satan brought the knowledge. So mankind could finally understand how to develop it. So that began with your avatars, Leonardo da Vinci, and all the way up, Nikola Tesla, and just keep on going, Albert Einstein, and keep on going. And that's how little by little Satan has orchestrated the events, the technology, everything necessary to bring us to this point. Little by little, trial and error, testing on soldiers, medications, and other chemicals and other devices and such. That's how Satan does it, is by rewards and ego and pride and ranking and all kinds of things for those in the secret societies, rewards that they will perform. To see the amazing knowledge brings knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of evil is what it brings, which is now proven out. Well, this microchip, I got a copy of the first report, one of the first reports called The Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders, 1973, set up by Dr. Ralph Schlwitzebel. It was funded by the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. And ironically enough, the biometric chip is funded through the health care bill also. So the thesis of this project back in 1973 was that the political rehabilitation, as they call it, began inside the nervous system of the citizen. You know what they're talking about here? Let's translate this properly. The rehabilitation begins inside the soul of the citizen. That's your nervous system connected to your pineal gland, which is your soul, your energy force. They can tap into. And what they did was for a study group of prisoners that were homosexual, identified as, they put a miniaturized radio transmitter implanted inside the brain or body. And it monitored, transmitted the conversations. Yeah. Locations. Militia, you getting this? Even the sexual response of the subject 24 hours a day. And the report explains that sewed up inside the subject's body with a transponder would be a radio-controlled electrical shock device. Kind of having your own implanted taser. How about that? Wasn't that fun? The device could deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world. So in this study group, they could identify when this homosexual was becoming sexually responsive. When he did, they would deliver electrical shock to the individual to punish him. And listen to conversations. And find out exactly where they are. In 1973. Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwitzebel. Ralph Schwitzebel. Schwitzebel. That sounds like something you'd eat in a German restaurant. Schwitzebel is from Harvard University. Harvard University is a card-carrying member of Tavistock, behavioral think tank worldwide in London. And this study dwelled on homosexuals, and later when you read the monograph, the 92-page monograph, which I got a copy of, they talk about the offender's financial matters, financial obligation disputes, or socially troublesome persons. Whoa. How about religious hatred? How about militia? How about whatever they identify as somebody's problem? How about immigrants that come in? And you know, the paper predicted, past tense, micromeritization. It bypassed the Eighth Amendment because it dwelled in civil rather than criminal situations. And you know, in this study, a National Security Agency computer specialist, NSA, proposed attaching miniature electronic tracking devices to 20 million Americans. And the transponder would transmit the wearer's location by radio to a computer and could be used for arrests following riots or confrontations, for monitoring aliens and political subgroups, unquote, 1973. And Dr. Robert Schwitzebel urged the government to consider increased use of devices that design and control group behavior. You had Barton Ingraham of Berkeley, electrophysiology. You had Yale University. You had Yale School of Medicine, Dr. Jose Delgado. Implanted radio transceivers in the heads of experimental animals, bulls, made them stop in their tracks. When they were charging, they'd make them stop in their tracks immediately. Physical control of the mind. Family, this is 1973. This is like 35 or 40 years old. So they implanted micro-miniaturization is nanobot technology today, and a biometric chip to a biometric tattoo. Aha! That interfaces with your soul. Literally, synthesized demonic. Now you know why God said those with the mark of the beast will not be let in, because you will be controlled. You have to give your voluntary allegiance to Satan when this takes place. Now, November 14th, 2013, article came out, why the suicide rate among veterans may be more than 22 per day. Every day, according to this report, in CNN, 22 veterans take their own lives. That's a suicide every 65 minutes. And you Joint Chief of Staff up there, you know why, don't you? Because you're members of Knights of Malta. You're members of Knights of Columbus. You're members of Freemasonry. You know about the attack on the U.S. soldiers because you're part of it. You know it already. This has been going on since 1950, the attack on American soldiers and Marines and American sovereignty to eliminate the baby boomers beginning in the 1950s to bring about a change in a generation to accept the New Age movement and New World Order and the North American Union. Well, I can go on. The figure released by Department of Veterans Affairs in February last year is based on the agency's own data and numbers reported by 21 states from 1999 to 2011. And those states represent about 40% of the U.S. population. So the other states, including two largest, California and Texas, and the fifth one was Illinois, did not make data available. So it may be more. You had Levi Derby hanged himself in his grandfather's garage in Illinois, April the 5th, 2007. He was haunted, says his mother, Judy Casper, by an Afghan child's death. He had handed the girl a bottle of water, and then she came forward to take it. She stepped on a landmine. When he returned home, he locked himself in the motel room for days. And he saw a vacant stare in his son's eyes, she did. And a while later, Derby was called up for a tour of Iraq. He didn't want to kill again. He went AWOL and agreed to other than honorable discharge. He was not in the VA system, and Illinois didn't send the data on veteran suicides to the VA. You Joint Chief of Staff are a bunch of cowards. Shame on you for taking these blood oaths with the Knights of Columbus and Knights of Malta. You're cowards, and you're despicable. You lecture to the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati yourselves, because you have no backbone of which to protect these soldiers and Marines and tell them the truth. You've lost your backbone. Why even go to your churches? You desecrate your churches by even going. Unless you repent, you know where you're headed. They lifted the ban on women going to frontline units to now allow them to go to frontline units by Panetta. Where was the Joint Chief of Staff then? Where was the congressman that knows that the numbers of suicides, the numbers of sexual assaults are off the scale? And now they're going to let the women go to frontline units in combat zones? See, they know what they're doing. That's the worst part of it. If they were just plain stupid, well, I don't know if that's excusable or not, because they're 4 stars, 3 stars, 1 star, whatever, colonels. Because they know sexual assaults are a problem in combat units. Even in contractors overseas, it's off the scale. Well, they know what they're doing. Because they've done this to divide the military services. Oh, I got the evidence. Yeah, I do. I got more evidence for you. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 1993, sent a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Oh, these people are sneaky. Evil's always sneaky. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice under the Clinton administration. Clinton Knights of Malta, he's a low-life Knights of Malta. He's a Luciferian like Buchanan is. Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and she worked under Clinton in the administration. And her previous court opinions had stated that what the federal government should do, and I want to focus on one thing. There's several things here, but one in particular. Was to draft women into the military and assign them to combat duty. And apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. Now, the purpose of this was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. But the real reason besides that, in addition to that, was to weaken the U.S. forces, knowing the conflict between men and women on frontline units. And that's what Clinton did also by saying, don't ask, don't tell, letting homosexuals come in, knowing that there is a conflict between straight males and homosexual males in the shower rooms, and the actual stigma given to homosexuals is not going to conflict very well with the macho marine or whatever. They're not going to get along together. And that was the only reason for Clinton to say, don't ask, don't tell. Now you can come on in the services. Just don't ask them. They won't tell you. And then the plan was, in 15 to 20 years later, make sure it become normal. And it landed neither on Bush, but landed on Obama to do it, was to say, now you can come out of the closet. And it worked perfectly. And at the right time, to divide the services, because the conflicts between soldiers and Marines started taking place, to expedite it, to throw it out in the public's face, had two Marines to get married on the front lawn of the White House. It all goes along with all the nations, all the states, with homosexual marriage being made legal. Homosexuality is against the Bible. Well, so is adultery, lying, cheating, masons, so is adultery, murder, rape, sodomy, all that. So it's not just homosexuality, it's all the other sins too. And he's using all the others as well. But here, now you've got a conflict, and the possibilities of sexual assaults is off the scale. And also, if people haven't noticed, and Joint Chief of Staff, you might want to retake a high school biology course. Men and women are physically different. Men have biceps and women don't, unless they take steroids. Women are kind of built differently, you know, and men are built differently than women. There's a difference there of physical strength that God put there that you can't change. Oh, excuse me. I guess nowadays maybe you can. But you know that, don't you? As a matter of fact, not long after Panetta, another, listen to me now, wrap this around your mind. Panetta, another Knights of Malta member. Uh-huh. That's right. Lifted the ban for women in frontline units last June in coordination with a plan by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Game match. You've been exposed. It goes back 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years. Leading one to the next. God knows every step you take. He knows every word you utter to Council of Foreign Relations. He knows every lie you're telling the American public. He knows every Marine and Army soldier that you've betrayed. I don't know what happens to them when they get to be Lieutenant Colonel or Major. I think they have a lobotomy at the staff college or something. Maybe they take them in and they lobotomize them or something. Maybe chip them. I don't know what. But they forget that they have Americans below that they worked with and they were lieutenants at one time or maybe Mustangers. They forget that when they take the blood oath because they are, in fact, accursed. When they take the blood oath of Freemasonry or Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, they are cursed. Well, it's not counting the homeless people. If a veteran intentionally crashes a car, or dies in a drug overdose, leaves no note, that death may not be counted as a suicide. A homeless person who has no one who can vouch that he or she is a veteran or others whose families don't want to divulge a suicide because of a stigma associated with mental illness, They may pressure a state coroner to not list the death as suicide. State coroners, school teachers, dentists, lawyers, judges are Freemasons. Aha. Now you understand how they call people in and they get them to become Freemasons. They take the blood oath. Now they're under control of Satan. If they try to do the right thing, they go against a pledge they made to God to do the wrong thing. They got them both ways coming and going. If they do the right thing, they go against the Masons that make them take a pledge to God to lie. If they do something for the Masons that to do something illegal, which they do constantly, consistently, then they're going against God. It's already established. So either way. So there's a way out. The way out is to renounce that blood oath. Renounce it. Ask for forgiveness. You are no longer under that blood oath. God will forgive you. The only unforgivable sin is that of unbelief. You know, boy, Nicholas Lukabel had been home in about 4 months from Iraq and when he was shot to death by police in Vancouver, Washington, September 2010. The prosecutor's office said that Lukabel told officers he wanted them to shoot him. The case is one of many considered suicide by cop and not counted in the suicide data. Carrie Lee Goodwin enlisted the Marine Corps 2007. Marines, what are y'all doing out there? You lieutenants, you captains and majors, why are you quiet? Start speaking out against these illegal orders. You don't have to go by illegal orders. You can tell them to stuff it up their wazoo. Well, she said she was forced out of the Marine Corps with a personality disorder diagnosis. She did not tell her family she was raped or that she had thought about suicide. She also did not tell them she was taking Zoloft, a drug prescribed for anxiety. And her father, Gary Noling, noticed that Goodwin was drinking heavily. That's when she got back, and 5 days afterwards, she went drinking with her sister, who left her intoxicated in a parked car. The Zoloft interacted with the alcohol. She died in the back seat of her car. Her blood alcohol content was 6 times the legal limit. And police then charged the sister and a friend in Goodwin's death for furnishing the alcohol to an underage woman. She was 20 years old. Then Nolan said his daughter intended to drink herself to death. Later, Noling went through Goodwin's journals and learned about the rape and suicidal thoughts. An investigative multimedia program for journalism students, it found that an annual suicide rate among veterans is about 30 for every 100,000 of the population, compared to 14 per 100,000 of civilians. So that analysis of records from 48 states found that the suicide rate for veterans increased an average of 2.6% per year from 2005 to 2011, more than doubled the rate of increase of civilian suicides. Then what's going on here? A little bit of technology, maybe? If you go on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, WatchmanForJesus.com. I got a study there for suicide conspiracy, I call it. It tells you how they can do it technologically. by voice-to-skull technology, which I covered yesterday. Or you can always take the nose spray they have. Oh, yeah, they got nose spray. Anti-suicide nose spray. A little antidepressant up the nose. Feel a little suicidal today? No problem. Just get a little spray of suicide away up your nose. We'll solve your problems. Well, I'll tell you what. I better not tell you what, because this don't make me real happy. This doesn't make me this, because I'm a former U.S. Marine for 12 years. I was rebellious even in the Marine Corps. I speak out. No matter where I go, I speak out. I will not be quiet. Well, it's a problem. You know, you can. There's a backlash. But, well, whatever. And there's probably a tidal wave of suicides coming. Family is being orchestrated. The drugs we mentioned before do a little bit more than people realize. I'm assuming that those that's listening to me, you are my veterans of the Watchman Chronicles or NewWorldOrderFighters.com or now Watchman for Jesus, that these drugs, in fact, open up portals of the body, allowing demonic entities to come inside and cohabitate with your soul. And why would they do this? They planned this starting in 1945. The attack on the veterans, started after 1945 because they knew that the next war planned before 1873, World War I, World War II, and World War III were all planned before 1873 by Albert Pike, Freemason. They knew that they needed that family unit together, the nuclear family, the man head of household, the woman, the homemaker, and they taught the woman's the teacher and all that, the comforter and etc. They needed that structure to foment a nation, to foment the galvanization, to galvanize Americans to respond to false flags to fight these wars. How dare you bomb Pearl Harbor when it's actually planned by FDR, Churchill, and Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor. They don't tell you about that. Sink into the Maine. How dare they do that? Let's go fight them. Okay, yeah. We've been hooked, lined, sinkered. Now, for them to bring about the New World Order, after 1945, they didn't need you anymore. Because they were heading toward a New World Order and dictatorship, as I've proven that over and over and over. FDR was planning a dictatorship, but he failed to accomplish it. You know why? Because God's in control. Man's not in control. Fallen angels aren't in control either, really. But Brock Chisholm, after 1945, sums it up very nicely, unfortunately. He says, and I quote, following the Humanist Manifesto criteria, begin quote, 1946, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Now, this is what they plan. And they're going to achieve it to a certain extent. But you see, those that's born again, it's when Jesus takes in the cross, takes into mind, is you don't have these worries because they've already lost. Judgment is coming. Of that, there's no question. But spiritual warfare, taking Jesus Christ as your Savior, these are the answers of which you seek. Because the Holy Spirit will give you which way to go. If you're not getting that now, it's because you haven't maintained a relationship with the Holy Spirit. This is what the most important. Now, tonight, I'm going to talk about how the demonic entities interface. In detail, and I'll cover the seven principalities. I'll do a refresher of that we talked about yesterday, and then we'll get into detail tonight. And we'll talk a lot also about being born again. Technology has been used to cause all this. You know, the innocent Iraqi families, just the families, unsuspecting soldiers, veterans, were used as test subjects for a new generation of psychotronic weapons, using invisible beams across the entire electromagnetic spectrum to selectively alter moods, behavior, and bodily processes. Bottom line, it's said that these poppers, they're very powerful transmitters, have multi-channel frequencies, send and receive multitask capabilities, are being placed inside the areas where people live without them knowing it. You have them in America, every 300 miles throughout the United States, these towers. They're beam weapons, be turned on Americans anytime. And they are being used already. The Gulf War veterans observed the occupied Iraq had become a saturation environment of electromagnetic radiation. And they had potential lethal electromagnetic smog from high-power U.S. military electronics and beam weapons placed in hard-hit large populations, particularly children. That's why they have some of these towers at the schools, near the schools. The risk is experiencing serious illness, suicidal depression, impaired cognitive ability, even death. Voices in the head, we talked about yesterday, voice-to-skull technology. Y'all getting this, what I'm telling you? They say, what can we do about it? Praying, getting right with God. Taking the Holy Spirit for your... Taking the Holy Spirit in your heart. Ask Him to come in. The attack on the American soldier is going to be nonstop. Veterans are not going to understand what I'm saying. Some of them already know it, though. But the ones that don't know and they hear, oh, they get mad. Then they get mad at the person telling them this. I don't mind telling people that they want to hear. If they close off, I have nothing I can do about it. You see, there's 7,800 veterans suing DOD and CIA for septal nose, septal implants of microchips. So all they got to do is go to march in D.C. with this Colonel Riley or whatever, which will accomplish absolutely nothing. The reason for marching is to get them all together. And I don't know if they're going to do it this time, but they will do facial recognition. They will track them with their devices, who's going to show up. And they could pull off a nasty this May, because nasty May follows the 1st of May, May Day, which is the date that Adam Weishaupt completed the World Revolutionary Plan, the protocols I told you about, was May the 1st. That's the birthday of Adam Weishaupt. It will follow April 19th sacrifices. And they will have, you veterans out there, they will have inside your march, you will have intruders that's going to try to start riots. It would do well for you all to establish a monitor throughout your marches to watch for these troublemakers. They'll hang together. They'll be dressed in like police boots or some kind of attire that you might be able to identify. Don't let anybody wear a mask of any kind, because they're wearing the masks to hide their identity as police officers, as Freemasons, or CIA operatives. They'll be inside there, and they'll be mercenaries to cause trouble, to bring heat upon that march. It happened in 1917. It was going to happen in 1933. It's going to happen in 1963. It was going to happen in 1972. I can give the details if you want them. I talked about Major General Smedley Butler. He stopped it when he blew the whistle to Congress about attempted military coup of the U.S. government. You have no good sides. Both sides are evil. They're under the control of secret societies. Both sides of them are. Articles came out after surviving war in Iraq, U.S. troops now being killed by Big Pharma. Article said, are we giving our soldiers drugs that may make them kill themselves? This is a study I did about 4 years ago. Airman was given expired anthrax vaccines. Halliburton was caught poisoning the troops in Iraq. Veteran suicide outnumber U.S. military deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the last article I found in my study was CIA implanted electrodes in brains of unsuspected soldiers, a lawsuit alleges. This is an old study I did. I've been doing it ever since. Nobody wants to hear it, though. People run away. It's not changing the truth. You had Big Pharma's link to Nazi concentration camp. That's what Hitler is all about. To test it on the Jews. See, I mean, he could kill with them. Holocaust did happen. They're waiting. The cowards are waiting until all the World War II veterans die out so they can now say it never happened. And they got these experts that are liars from the pit of hell with books, CDs, and whatever. Well, we went over there and we saw the ovens wasn't there and it didn't. They're lying through their teeth. I don't care if it's a Harvard professor that lived there for a month proving it. He's a liar because they're all controlled by the Marxist socialist agenda. Confirmed by the quotes I gave you by their own mouth of the Illuminati. And because they have all this status means absolutely zilch. Because they're biased, controlled by secret societies. That means that nothing they write is worth 2 cents. Much less $19 for their CDs and $15, $20 for their silly books. You get 80% truth and 20% lie. That's what Alex Jones is for, Quayle, Leal, and all the rest of them. Because what they do is pair it off, work together with the Illuminati, pretending to be on your side, and they're absolutely not. They deny the King James Bible. They deny the true word of God. Pretend like they do, but they don't. Family, it's time to face the truth and stand up to the lies that's going on today. One article I found over the last decade, the FDA approved prescription drugs, quote, have likely killed at least 1 million Americans and probably many more. Quote, that's approaching the level of chemical holocaust. Quote, the last time so many people were killed with chemicals was in the Nazi era of World War II, when Nazi war criminals gassed Jews to death by the millions. You know what they were doing? Unquote. You know what they were doing? They were hunting for the 144,000 bloodline to extinguish it so they will not be able to appear in the end times. Yeah. They're looking for the Hebrew Jews. Tribe of Dan's been busy, busy little bad tribe. Tribe of Dan encompasses Queen Elizabeth II and that hierarchy, which also includes, as lower level cousins, all of our presidents. Family, the attack on the American soldiers began officially in the 1950s with Korea. Planned to lose from the beginning, as I have evidence to prove. Vietnam, same thing. Iraq, start targeting them. Gulf War syndrome was a virus created in the same fashion that Fort Detrick created HIV. Fort Detrick, Maryland, 1979's time frame. Gulf War syndrome was a combination of other attacks against the servicemen, against the vets, to set up for the eventual dictatorship of the United States, which will be the fifth attempt. I've described this all week long. I think we're at the end of the program. Tonight, Bible study. I'm going to talk about the demonic realm and how it works. And that way you know how to defeat them. Take back your right of being spiritually discerning. Let you all know that we're played up in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, by HighPointRadio.net. HighPointRadio.net by John Kirkler. Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. His email is HighPointRadio@Yahoo.com. HighPointRadio@Yahoo.com. And also, don't forget about TalkStream Live next time you come on. To click my picture there, put in the URL bar, the search bar, Thomas Gambill, and then click it. Then you'll bring it into my website. On Monday night, RevelationRadioNetwork.com. RevelationRadioNetwork.com. And I'll have a broadcast there on that network from 8 to 10 p.m. And, of course, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 is my regular broadcast here. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. Pray for what God wants you to do. He's got a job for all of us. Tonight I'm going to talk about also, very importantly, about being saved. How do you know you're going to be saved? We'll talk about that tonight in Bible study. That'd be appropriate, I do believe. So, family, we're at the end of the program. Been a rough one. Because those that we think we trust, like in the march is coming up. They've tried with Kokesh, he's controlled opposition. With Jones, he's controlled opposition. With Luke Randowski, with Craig Fitzgerald, all these people are controlled opposition. Joint Chief of Staff are controlled big time opposition. Only one thing in mind they have, that's the North American continent. Traitors to their own services. It's about a Luciferian agenda, a secular humanist manifesto. It's what it is. It's not Islam. Islam is an enemy, absolutely. But they're a made enemy. It's the secret societies. If you're a member, get out of them now. And get back with God. Good deeds is just to hide the evil, to cover it up. If you look up Psalms, or look up, Isaiah. Look up good deeds, what he says about good deeds. As filthy as rags. Coming to repentance, Calvinism says no. Calvinism is wrong. And John Calvin was a murderer and a Jesuit. All the isms, drop them. Get back with Jesus Christ. Taking him as your Savior. Renouncing your sins. And only to him and between you, and that's it. No other human is involved here. No other religion, no four walls, a church, cathedral, or synagogue is important. Religion is not important. It's your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not about religion. Religion was designed and created to hide the truth about Jesus. The King James Bible, irrefutably, is the only true word of God that you got. It's not being judgmental. I'm telling you the truth. Family, they've lost. That means our job is to keep ourselves straight by repentance, keeping with the word, and witnessing to others what you've learned. It's called the Great Commission. And praying the blood of Jesus around you. It's going to get tough now. You get ready. Be ready. So tonight I'll see you at 7:30 for those who want to join me. And 7:30 to 9. And family, good night. God bless. And this is a Watchman for Jesus signing off. Good night. God bless. Signing off.